Good morning, CBS.
I'm returning a call. Family first.
Yes, hi, this is Caroline. I have a 10 o'clock meeting. Actually, I have to jump on a Zoom.
Oh, okay.
But is there a way you can call me back around 10:30, 11 o'clock?
Is it possible for you to call me back when you're done?
Well, if you guys answer the phone, sure. I tried yesterday and I tried today. Nobody answered. Is this the same number to call?
This is my direct number. You can call me anytime. You can also text me if you can have text.
Because I have to confirm the date of changes, and I have to. Is she ready to transfer?
What's her name again?
June Wright.
Okay, right. Okay, that's for June. Give me a minute.
And I need the provider ID. I need your text.
Yeah, right. I can
send
it to Caroline C at UDS Services.
Send it. Yeah, just text it to me. This is not the this is a Zoom number. Do you want to send it to the email? Caroline C at UD Services.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. So
go ahead. Send me the tax information, the ID, and then give me a start date that she'd be ready. It would be at least 4 days, so like next week or something.
So that's perfect. For next Monday. Let's do for next Monday.
You're not going to see it in 2 days.
What?
You're not going to. Monday in 2 days. You need 4 business days. Thursday, Friday, Monday the 2nd.
Okay, yeah, because I see that our onboarding coordinator is in touch with the caregivers, so as soon as hopefully we'll have it a few days ready. So by Monday the 2nd.
But if she's not, if her paperwork is not ready, then she's going to lose all that money. Like, would she be ready to start Monday?
You know what? I could confirm with the intake coordinator. That would be the best.
Yeah. Yep. Email me and then let me know. Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.